ויומן דף למד חסם את בייס three lines before the Mishnah. אמר לי רב אחר ברי דרביב יר לרב אשי רב אלוזו יואב לי זוזי זוזי לטבח ישראל מי. Now we have Machlokes in the Mishnah, if a person shechts a behema of a goy, and the goy is mechaven l'avoyd ezoret, so Rabbi Lezer holds that stam akum are mechaven l'avoyd ezoret, and even though the shechet is not mechaven at all for avoyd ezoret, but Rabbi Lezer holds bailem afaglem, that we learn out chutz mibifnim, and just like by mibifnim, he holds bailam evaglim, the bailam are considered, he also have a shem makriv, so mibachutz avaydezore, also there's a din bailam evaglim. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer holds, if a yid shechts a beheme of a goy, ni old stam akum amachashim lavaydezore, so memele, so becomes takrubis avaydezore, that's also bano. Stam achshavis avikichovim, avaydez kichovim omrino. Now the Gemara cleared the shayla as follows, that a goy came over to a yid, and yovelei zuzel letabach Yisrael, he gave money to a yiddish sheikhet, and we'll see in Rashi, he wants to purchase some meat. He wants to purchase some meat. So let's just, according to Rabbi Lozo, so let's just understand the oimek hashayla. So it's bitter. That means if he's going to be koine some meat from the yid, so memele, and according to Rabbi Lozo, he's a bailim on that meat. And so his machshove, his ater's machshove l'avei dezore, so become takruvus avei dezore. So by doing this, alas, the whole behemoth. The Gemara clears a shayla, what is the halach? Lavalozo, yoim leizuzo letabach Yisrael mai. Omalei, chazina, it depends. Iinish almahu, if this guy is a powerful guy, Leimotzi matchile, he can't raise a chayis from this guy. Also, so then the behem is also. So we'll see the guy acquired a bailus in the behem, and he's mechashiv l'avoy dezore, so the behem becomes also bahano. So it's called that he's a bailim, and a bailim can be mechashiv, that the shechita should be l'avoy dezore. V'loi, but if not, Omalei, so the Yid can tell him, if he's not a Gavra Alma, he can tell him, Reishach Vahar, your head in the mountain. We'll see, Rashi says, take your head and bang it into the mountain. We'll see exactly what Pshatan this is. But this is, so Bekitzer, not understanding the Oimek HaDvorim, the Gemara says, this Shaila, if the baby becomes also Bano, according to Rabbi Lozo, depends if he's a powerful person and you can't be matre him, so then the baby is also Bano. If not, you can tell him Reishach Vaho. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Lozo, the Omar Marsheves Oivet Kechovim La'avoides Kechovim Paiseles Shchitas Yisrael. That will pass all the shechita. Afilo ein loy boel adov amuot. Even though the bailus of the goy, he only possesses a small amount. But since he's a bailum on a minute amount of the behemah, so his machshove can make it takruvis avoydezore, and the whole behemah becomes osabano. Yoiv le oivet kechovim zuzel le tabach Yisrael bishvil boso. He gave him a zuz for some meat, but omalai kshetishchet behemtecho, when you shecht your behemah, tenli bedinel zeh bosa. Give me bedinel zeh bosa. Mi mitzel kula behemah bohochi. Does the whole behemah become osa? Mi amrinin, do I say? Ki Omar Rabbi Elezer, that what Rabbi Elezer says, that if the guy has a shutvis in the behemoth, the whole behemoth becomes also bano. That means eichid avoy behemoth b'shutvis mechis avnu meikor. That means the behemoth was purchased a yid and a guy together. So the guy has a ownership in the behemoth. Oy, or a second case, shahoyso kula shalayvit kechom, that the whole behemoth belonged to the guy, v'nosna li Israel, and he gave the behemoth to the yid, chutz michotze kovet shalom, the diaphragm, he was mishaya for himself. So memele, so in these two cases, he was a complete bailam on the behemoth, for whatever chalik he had in the behemoth, but he had a bailus in the behemoth, but over here, the yid was the complete bialim, and he's purchasing from the yid. Ki agavne loy, here maybe it's different. He doesn't get a bialis, and maybe he can't asa. So the Gemara says, inish alma yevit kechovim, if inish alma yevit kechovim, if this guy is a inish alma, lemotzi ha Yisrael litchuyei, and he can push him away, imoyeroitza lahachzor lo dinu shaloi, that means the guy gave him a dinner to purchase a piece of meat, and he can't give it back to the guy. The guy doesn't take no for an answer, and the guy is gave him money to be kind of the meat, and he can't trace a chayis from the guy. Leimotze ha'isro l'tchui ma'yiroitze lahar zoloi diner shaloi, ishtakech dekniye gemurei, so that's an emes akinyan, he's kinder, and there's nothing more to talk about. V'iloi, but if he's not an inish almem, Motze omelei reishach v'ha. Harei reishach, you have a head. Reha, and here's a mountain. Hakei zelze. So you can bang your head into the mountain. I think the suggestion that the Yid is giving to him is, he's telling him, you can't budge me. I'm not interested in selling to you. Or see, so maybe a different mountain. I'm not interested in selling to you. You want to first budge the mountain with your head. If you'll be successful, then we'll talk further. But I'm not interested. He gives him a zuz to be kind of the bosser, and the yid knows. He's a shaita. Why should he do such a thing? He'll be kind of kizai is bosser, and the whole pain will become bosser. So memelem, herei roishach vereha, hakei zelze. You can see if you can budge the mountain. Oi kabal dinu shalach. I'll give you back the dinner. I'm not interested in selling to you. I mean, you're giving me a dinner. I should sell you a chelik of the boss of the man. I'm not interested in selling you anything. V'kiv in the motzei litchuye, and he can push him away. That means the gabra olam can't say no to him. He says he wants to buy, and he doesn't accept no for an answer. We'll come back to this. But here, this is a person, you can push him away. Vishtakach, v'chishochet Yisrael. Now, before we go further, let us say what Al-Picheshben Rashi should have said, and then to understand the difficulties that Rashi does say. L'chayre Rashi should have said, since he's not forced to sell him, I don't want to sell it to you. You give me money, I'm not going to sell it to you. So it's not yours. It never became yours. So the whole koyach, a goy has, according to Rabbi Lezer, if he's the bailim can be mechashel l'shem takrubis avaydizot. I got news for you. It's not yours. I never sold it to you. I'll give you back the dinner. I never sold it to you. So memele, it's not yours. So maybe you can't ask them. That's l'chayre what Rashi should say. And I think from the Leiv Aryeh, he says that's what Rashi means to say, but the Lashon of Rashi is very misleading. But let's just go a little further. V'kiven the motzei lidachuye. Since he can push him away and say, I'm not masking to sell to you. V'shtakach t'chishochet Yisroel. So when the Yid shechted, lav adayte the oivet kechovim keshochted, he's not shechting adayte the oivet kechovim. He doesn't become a shliach al kochoi. The meima omar ha Yisrael, if I want my hadal nalei zuz, I can give him back the zuz. I'm not interested in selling him. He'll kach show you, so the behem is mutter. V'iboi yoivlei. And if he wants, he doesn't have to give him back the zuz. He can give him back a piece of meat that has the shavius of the zuz. But pshat in the piece of meat is not pshat, is this meat belongs to you. I never sold it to you. No, pshat is, I'm paying you up your dinner with this meat. It's shavakesef. I never sold you anything. I have some money of yours. I'll pay you up with the, I'll give you back your money with the piece of meat. Hilkach shori. We boy, yoivle, and I can give him the meat. Avol gav de kaimolon mois oive kechovim koine. Rashi, yes, but mois is koine. By a goy, this is Rashi shita that mois koine. V'yesh lo chelik bo, miyu yisol kishochim misalik leilo oive kechovim. The Yisrael, when he shechs, he's misalik the goy, that means he has no interest of selling him. Bein anase shlucha, he doesn't become a shlich. Domaloi loy lavosi shitafticha. I didn't make you a shutef lira osi. I will be inish alme, but by a strong person, a powerful person, al kochai shchita af beshvilahi voivet kechovim mechashevolei. But by a powerful person, he can't do such things. So the shchit is for him, vayvet kechov mechashev olay. Now, the problem in the lotion of Rashi, which the Leiv Aryeh is ma'ira, l'chayre, the way we learned the Gemara, the tam that baylem mefaglem, Abeleza learns out chutz mebifnim. By bifnim it says, ha-makriv oisoi lo-yachshev. A person by pickle. A makriv oisei lo yachshei. So Rabbi Lezer has a posik. The older Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi, that a makriv oisei does not only mean that the one who's making the maisa krove, the maisa shchite, his machshove kimpasel. No, a makriv oisei is also going on the bailam. We have a posik that the Balm is also called a makriv. So it says in the posik, a makriv oisei lo yachshiv, that the Balm also shouldn't be machshiv a machshiv a spigul. So according to them, it becomes spigul, befnim, and it becomes akruvus avidizor b'chutz, not because the shoychet is shechting for him. The Leiv Aryeh asks, first of all, by a goy, this is in Shlichus Lako, number one. Number two, by korbonis, by pigul, there's a tzad in the Gemara, kahane shluchi derachmona, they're not shluchim of the Bible. Not that he's shechting, the Gemara learns out from a posik that the machshove of the Bible could also be, he has a shei makriv, and his machshove can pass. So memele, so he says that all these lashonis of Rashi, Rashi says, it's not a shlich, it's not that I'm shechting for you. It's a different musiging answer. A bailam can be mefagel, but you're not a bailam. That's how the Leiv Aryeh learns pshat and Rashi. The Chassam Sofer says a little, so the Chayre Pshat is, he doesn't want to be makna to him. You want to be kind, I don't want to be makna. Even though Mois kindness, I'm not a fool to sell you a kazayis bus and the whole Bahim will become also. So I'm not makna to you. That's the Chayre the Leiv Aryeh learns. The Chassam Sofer says a little different. Chassam Sofer says, he says, what will be if the guy comes over to me and he says, wanna be kinda kazayas bosa. And I'll tell them, no problem, I'll make it tonight with you. If you'll be mechashiv l'avodah zarah, I'm not selling you. If you're not mechashiv l'avodah zarah, I'm selling you. Bye. It's meiridik. So there's nothing to be afraid of. That means he says, so even though he didn't say this, but there's an answer that he meant it, because he should ask for the whole behemoth because of this kazayas bosa that the guy was mechashiv l'avodah zarah. So memele, and that's Shatan Rashi, I sold it to you, but under a condition. That's how the Chassidus Sofer says Pshat. So Memela is also sold, therefore, not Pshat as he didn't sell it, he sold it on the Tanai. The Tanan Tzadi, he meant this night. So Memela, so if the guy was Mechashiv, so finished, it's not sold. If you want Mechashiv, so it's sold. No problem, I'll give you the meat, but it's no problem. Now, the Chassam Sofer he had a problem, so why if he's a Goy Olim, so why can you also say the same thing? He has a problem with this. I don't understand the problem too well, because there's a cloud, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Tluye Vezovin Zvini Zvini. If you come over to a person, you're giving him money, he's not interested in selling him, but you force him to sell. So agav unse gomer amakne. That means if he's paying you for it, and so mamel is a cloud cleaver of zvini zvini. That means when he comes to the with this gabra alim, this guy, that means a fellow he would tell him beferish. He's not maskim. I want to buy from you a kizayis and don't tell me conditions. This is what I want and finished. And he has nothing what to say about it. So that's why Taka by a Gavrolim could be, Rashi says the Loshen, Ishtakech de Kniye Gemurei. This is a Kinyan Gomer. That's what Rashi says. I think that's what Rashi means, according to the Chassam Sofer. Now, let us see Taisvis. Taisvis had Pskor and under Pshat. Agav Uche, we were Ma'ira last week, last week, and I saw Baruch Hashem, the Chassam Sofer was Moira this, and we had a Taisvis. Taisvis says on Daf Lamed Tes that when someone shechts Lavoide Zore, you have to say Befeirish that you're shechting Lavoide Zore. A Machshava won't help. You have to say Befeirish, I'm shechting Lavoide Zore. So we asked the Kasha, Rabbi Lezer says that Stam Machshavas Oivet Kechavim Lavoides Kechavim, from the Sugi Vatsim, but he didn't say anything. Stam Machshavas Oivet Kechavim Lavoides Kechavim. So I saw the Chassam Sofer is Ma'ira this, and the Chassam Sofer says, Machshavtoi Nikeres Mitoich Maisim. That means if he's a Goy, and he's an Oivet Lavoides Zore, he doesn't have to say it. That's understood. When do you have to say, when it's not mukach, that he means l'avodah zarah, then you have to say. But, stamazoi, according to Rabbi Lezer, every goy I can rightfully assume mizicha means it should be geshachten la takrubis avodah zarah, so mele it becomes takrubis avodah zarah without saying anything. Okay, now let us see Taisvis. Reishech v'har, afilu l'mandam, Oma mois bei bekhovm kaynais hocho leisam khadaite kimen de motzi matkhile. So they learn a very interesting pshat in Taisvis. Chassam Sofer says this pshat, he says as follows. He says, the din is mois kaynais. Min ha-Toyre, a guy gives money to eat, is mois kaynais. So, fine. Mois kainis, and but bidinehem mois are not kainis. A goyim mois is not kainis. Some have to make meshicha. Mois is not kainis. So meikeradin, really this meat belongs to the goy. Really the meat belongs to the goy. And he thinks that it's not his. he thinks that it's not his, and that he can't make it for Takruvus Avodah Zarah, because he thinks that the Yid is going to tell him, B'dineichem mois einem koinex. And so therefore, the goy, we're not sure already if the goy is mechashev l'avodah zarah. That means you have a goy here. That means if a goy knows that this is his behemoth, this is his meat, according to Rabbi Lezer, there's no suffix, and I say that mechashevus akum is l'avodah zarah, and he doesn't have to say anything. Automatically, it's l'avodah zarah. A guy who purchased meat with kesef. Now, he doesn't know Choshe Mishpah too much that by Akum Mois HaKoinis, but he knows legally Mois HaNakoin, but the name is not Koin. So Memele, he himself does not feel capable of being Mechashiv L'Avodah Zarah, because he thinks it's not it. Be'emesin it is it, but he thinks it's not it. Zuktachsam Seifer, aber kaponim, there's a suffix. Does he want to be Mechashiv L'Avodah Zarah? Because since he thinks it's not his. As long as there is a suffix, so it's not Machshavtei Nikeres Mitoich Ma'isov, because I don't know already what he thinks. No one knows what he thinks, so it's irrelevant what he thinks. So Philly thought L'Shem Avodah Zarah, but since it's not Machshavtei Nikeres Mitoich Ma'isov, so Mele it's taken out Avodah Zarah, since he didn't say Befeirish. That's how the Chassam Sofer says, Afilu Mandiyoma Mois Bevet Kichom Koinois Minatoyre Mitzat Hilchus Yisrael Abahoche Loisom Chidaite. Here he doesn't feel secure that he taka acquired it. Given the Motzi Matzchele, you can tell him, you know, ask any judge, Mois is not Koine. So Mamele it's not Machshavtei Nikeres Mitoich Mais. Vi Almohu. But what if he's a powerful person? So watch that he's a powerful person. So a powerful person, he gave money. That means he's gonna force the Yid to give him meat. The Yid will tell him, let's go to court. He said, we're not going to court. I gave you the money, you give me the meat. So Memele is Azoi. So him, also Midarabona. So what is it? Why is it also midarabona? So I think since alpi the goyish din, it's not his. So minatoyr it's not considered machshavtoi nikeres mitoich maisa, because he himself knows deep down that he will go to court. They'll say it's not his meat. So minatoyre, it's not considered machshavtei nikeres mitoich maisa. But since midarabonon misome, he feels secure that he'll be able to be mighty the meat from this shaychet, from this tabach, is memele midarabonon we consider ki'ilu it's his meat, and it's machshavtei nikeres mitoich maisa midarabonon. Afilu lemadome peik sheni de b'choyres, the Meshicha by Vet Kechovim Koine V'Loi Mois. Now Taisa says, Nochme, Afilu, you hold that Afilu Alpi Din Teir is also not Koine. So he's not Koine Sai B'dineinu, Sai B'dineihem, Abu Midarabonon, since he feels secure, he doesn't care what it says in any books. He feels secure that he's going to be mighty this meat for the dinner that he gave. So Memele Midarabonon, they said it looks like his, and we say Machshavtei Nikeres Mitoich Maisav. Look the Mishnah weiter, Hashoychet L'Shem Horim, L'Shem Gvois, L'Shem Yamim, L'Shem Noreis, L'Shem Midboreis. That means he shechted a behemoth for all these entities, mountains, rivers, oceans, Shritosai Psula. The Drashi. So he made this Takruvus Avodah Zarah for the Yam, for the Nor, Rishem Yamim Rashi says, Sha'osa Hayam Avodas Kechov. He made it in Avodas Zorah. Nishachting it for them, this is a takruvis. Shritosa Ipsula. So let us just understand that we just said a Avodas Kechidish. Shritosa Ipsula, it is not takruvis Avodas Zorah. It's only Yosa Bachila. Takruvis Avodas Zorah is Yosa Bano. This is not takruvis Avodas Zorah. It's only Yosa Bachila. Now we have to understand what Pshat is. Now let us go a little further. Shnayim oichsim besakin. You have two people holding a sakin. Vishoichte. And they're both shechting. They're holding the sakin together and shechting. Echot l'shem echot mikol elu. One is shechting for all the wonderful yamim, the horis. Ve'echot l'shem davar kosher. It's also shchitas epsule. Because we have over here that if there's a shchita for yamim nahoris, it's shchita psulas, even though this is a shchita mishatafes, a kaponim it becomes also bachil. Zukta Rashi, shnayim oichsim zebaroishoi v'zebakatrei. One's holding the head of the knife, one's holding the handle of the knife. V'shem davar kosher, shchita stam. Psula, and let's see the Gemara. Psula en, it's also bachila. Zivchei meisim loy, but it's not also bano. Takrubis avaydisor is also bano. What is pshat over here? Here it says it's only also bachila. Vereminu, aleske kash. We learned, ashoichet l'shum horim, l'shum gvoris, l'shum nahoris, l'shum midboris, l'shum chamo ulevono, l'shum kechovim amazoris, l'shum michoil asar agodul, l'shum shul shel cotton, he's shechting it for a small telas, a small worm. Arei eilu zivchei meisim. It's also bano. The takumi says, I mean, it's also bano. And here it says, yishech gvois yamim nahoris, it's only yosem achila. So what's pshat? We have a stira. Amar Abaye loikashe. Hoda oma loho. Hoda oma legado deho. If he's shechting for the mountain, the lomdus will see in Rashi and Taisvis. If he's shechting for the mountain, so it doesn't become takrubis avaydezara. And avaydezara will see according to Rashi, and a mountain never becomes an avaydezara. Never becomes a getchke. So I'm shechting. So if it doesn't have a shame, getchke, so it's not called takrubis. The takrubis you need if it has, if it gets a shame getchke. It says, Eloheyem al ha-horim, v'loy ha-horim Eloheyem. They do not become, they do not become getchkes. So if it's not a getchke, so it's not a takruvis. Takruvis means you have to be makrivit for getchkes, not a getchke. Ho da oma ligado da ho. But what if he wants to shecht to the malach, to the sar of the har? The sar of the har, that's already each. Some each har has a malach, because I'll tell you, every asaf has a malach, every grass has a malach. There's a sar of the har. He wants to shech to the sar. That already, that's not mechubel, the sar is tolish. So he's shechting to the sar of the har, so memele, so then, that becomes takuvus avaydazot. Deikanami, Diktoni dum yedemichoyel sara godol. Look, in the Baraisa it says, when it mentions all the things, it says, gvois, narois, medboreis, there it says, michoyel sara godol. So the Gemara means to say that the case of horim and gvois is dum yedemichoyel. Just like Michoel is a sar, so the voice also means the sar of the horim, and then there's a din of takruvis avaydizor. Let us see what Rashi says. Zivchei meisim laosabano kedin takruvis avaydiz kechom shasur kemeis meis osabano the nachlo meseches avaydizor mevatom hashem miriam vegam hashem shami yeglaruf. We learn out that Eglarufa is, he should be mekavet over there, but the cover sham, it means it's there to remain there, it's also bano, so a mace is also bano. Michoel Vishul Shokotl, Kloimer Lushum Godol Shebachol Abriyas, the greatest of all the Nivroim, which is Michoel Sarah Godol, Eilishum Kotn Shebekulm, or the smallest of all the Nivroim, which is Shil Shulatelas. So the Gemara answers there's a difference who he's shechting the behemoth for. If he said, the Omar Lushum Har, so here Rashi says, Moirdik Alomdis, Har, the mountain does not become a getchke. The chsiv eloi heyhem al hehorim, veloi hehorim eloi heyhem, meseches avaydizorim. That means the har does not become elohus, it doesn't become a getchke. Hilkach. Lishmon, if he shechted the behema for the har, loy mikri zivchei mesim, so it's not called takruvus avodah zarah, because it was a nikrav avodah zarah. The mountain is not an avodah zarah. Umiyu psula lech milechel, it's possible midarabonon to eat, mishum de domye lishchitas avodah kechovim mechalfebo. That means that in Lomdus it's right that the har never became avodah zarah, so never became takruvus avodah zarah. But it looks very modern. A person shechted for the mountain, and then this is takruvus for the mountain. It looks like takruvus avodah zarah. So memele, so chazal asad et pachila. One shouldn't be machlev takruvus avodah zarah for this. So he said it's also pachila. Uchedisnan lekamon. So Rashi brings a very interesting gemara further. Hashoyched l'shum nidav v'nidav shchitos ha'pshula, pshula mishum dedomi l'shoyched kotshim b'chutz. That means as follows. A person took a behemoth, and he's standing in outside of the Beis HaMikdash. He says, I'm shechting this l'shem oila. Shem oila. So you know what happened here? Golnish mit golnish. He wasn't magdish this for an oila. I'm shechting it l'shem oila. So the words are dvorim b'teilim of domi, k'shechta b'hem eschulim l'shem oila. It's nothing. So memele, so he asked the Rav Shaila, so the Rav said, smuta, you're allowed to eat it. Fine. So another yid that saw this, I saw someone shechta an oila chutz in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rav told him, you're allowed to eat it. He won't know the difference if it was an oila that was geshochten or l'shem oila. So therefore Chazal asal b'achila. Because it looks like kachim b'chutz. Shchitos b'shul mishum d'domi l'sheichet kachim b'chutz. So here's also the same thing. If a person shechted for a mountain, so even though the mountain never became avodah zarah, and even though it's not takruvus avodah zarah, but it looks like takruvus avodah zarah, so they asked it by chil. But the second, the b'raisa that says it's also is speaking about legado toho. What's legado toho? Lemaloch hamemuna alahori. And what says, I bring yerai, dum yidem michoil. Deloy mechubahu. So if you shecht for a maloch, if you shecht for a maloch, that's called takubis abaydezo. Now Rashi is going to tell us yisaydis. Ubalechaye. Now, he shechted Rashi loim pshat. That what the Gemara says, Gado doho means if you shech for ho, the ho doesn't become an avodah zarah. So there's no takruvus. So I shecht it for the sar of the ho. Then it becomes takruvus avodah zarah. That's what we said. It's speaking about the sar. Was speaking about horim gvois. That even though if you shecht for the ho, it's not takruvus. If you shecht for the sar of the ho, it is takruvus. By a shilshul cotton, by a telas, it's not speaking, I shechted for the sar of the telas, I shechted for the telas. And the telas becomes a getchke take. It becomes never, it's never becomes a getchke. So now if I shech a behemoth, a kruvis for the telas, so lemaise, so I shech the behemoth, takruvus for the telas, it becomes takruvus avodah zarah. So now Rashi has a kasha. But the din is never you worship a behemoth, the behemoth is mutter lehedye. You love to, the gavoy, it's also, me naboka lohitzi, I said never, they're allowed to bring it for a kolben. But lemaise, it's mutter lehedyet. So Rashi is a problem. So if it's mutter lehedyet, so it's not a getchke. So how does it become takruvas avaydazor? So Rashi says, let's see what Rashi says. Dum yid mechoil, deloy mechubo. Upalei chay. Af al gav deloy mitzari mishum avaydaz kechom. Kidekaimalon betemura. The Gemara says in Temura there's a posik that nevad is also lakrob. So now if it would be also lahedyit, so then it's also lakrob als mimashke Yisrael. It can only be mark of something that's mutter for yiti. If the posik said that it's also lagavoya, so I say it's mutter for yiti. So it's mutter for yiti. Miu elohus mik. It's called a getchke. Now this getchke is not osabano. That means all the time we have this adin abay tabdul, the yiyyimachuyiv, the ba'abed old abay disorot, it's osabano. That's not by a balchai. A balchai becomes a getchke. And if you're shech something for this getchke, it's called takruvis abay disorot. But grad, the balchai doesn't become osabano. How do I know that it's considered a getchke? Mi Elohus Mikri. Kidachsiv, ein Nizbach es Toyavas Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew how the title of the this is Toyavas Mitzrayim, this is the Getchka of Mitzrayim. So the Posik called it a Toyeva on Avodah Zorah. No, grad it's Mutter Bahano. But since it has a Shem Elohus, so the concept of Takrubus Avodah Zorah is applicable. Urchsiv, Rashi brings a second posik, Vurisos HaShemesh, Vesa Yereyach, Vesa Keichovim, V'chol Tzvo HaShemayim. So also they become, it's called Takrubes Avodah Zorah, because he made them for an Elohus, even though they don't become Nesa, but since they are a Dovo Tolush, they're not Mechubel, Adavar mechuba, we have a gzeres akosov v'loy ha'horim eloheyim. That adavar mechuba does not get a shame elohus. Ma she'enkein by a balchai or the shemesh v'yereyach. Even though there's no Isser on them whatsoever, but they get a Shem Elohus, and Memele, so it's called Takrubis Avodah Zorah. This is Rashi Shita. Let us see Taisvis. Ha da Omar Lahal. So Taisvis says, She'ein Nasa Avodah Kechava. It doesn't become an Avodah Zorah. Zuk Taisvis. The Pesh Bekuntres. Even though it's not considered a getchke, lesser a takruvis, it's not called takruvis avodah zorah, mikol mokeim oivdei b'sayif, Taisvah says, but the person who worshipped it, he's chayim mise. That means we had mentioned this svara on daf lamites. We mentioned this svara that even though usually there's a ripple effect, if a person is oivet something, so even he's an oivet avodah zorah, and the dova haneva becomes a getchkin, becomes also banon, and the takruvis becomes also, by mechuba, it's not like that. He's chayiv saif, it's called he was an oivet avodah zorah, but the dova haneva doesn't become also. Kedesanye bepeir kolat zlomim, hanochrim ha'oivdim esahorim, Haim mutarim, the harim amutabano, vaivdeim besaif. Abamrinu nami beperka abamisois, vididhava meshtach velahor, the harmuta vaivde besaif. Vainlitmoi, now Taisus had a problem with this. Rashi seems didn't have any problem with this, but Taisus has a problem. The given the lay mikri alaha, since it's not called a getchke, so, it never became an Avodah Zorah. How could he be considered an Oivet Avodah Zorah if Yen the thing never became an Avodah Zorah? This Taisvis did not understand. It means if it never ended up becoming an Avodah Zarah, so how could we consider him an Oved Avodah Zarah? So here Tosfos already wants to deviate from Rashi. It's not Tosfos really says another thing. It's really called a Getchke. But legabe the halacha of Yimachuyev to be ma'abed to destroy all Avodah Zarahs, we're not Machuyev to destroy the mountains. So it's not called an Avodah Zarah legabe the mitzvah ibud. Perceive Bereshit dekra Abed ta'abdum. Abed ta'abdum eleheyim alahorim v'leyahorim eleheyim. There's no mitzvahs la'abed. Vimkein, hochi perushe eleheyim shalahorim. Ta'abdum. V'loyahorim sheim eleheyim v'ayv demoysoy ta'abdum. Binat ma'abed v'horim. So now Taisus just started saying not like Rashi. Taisus had a problem. If it doesn't become an Avodah Zarah, so why did he kill the Ovid? So Taisus says, it does become an Avodah Zarah. It's not an Avodah Zarah legabi ta'abdum, but it is Avodah Zarah. And that is why the Ovid is chayim sayim. Ah, if it's an Avodah Zarah, so why isn't the called Akrubis Avodah Zarah? Or Mashat Akrubis Ha'amuta Ha'ayne Mishum De Gemrine Mikelem Tachsiv Abay Ta'abdum Amine Peg Rabbi Shmuel Bekelem Shnishtam Shebem La'avodis Kechov Makosov Medaber V'omar Rachmona Dedavka Lehem Alahorim Lehorim Atzmam Eleheim. So Tosfos brings a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that the Gemara says Misham Shei Avodah Zarah are also. Mishamsh, the kelim that used to be Mishamsh Avodah Zarah. Mishamsh Horim are Mutter. So Tosfos says, so now we compare Takruves Horim to Mishamsh Horim. Just like Mishamsh Horim, since it doesn't get a shame Avodah Zarah legabi ta'abdun, so Mamela the Mishamshin are Mutter, so within the Takruvis are Mutter. That's one Mahalach Taisus wants to say. Inami. Now Taisus wants to say a second Mahalach. Mishamachi Oivdom Besayev. Afa Gavdle Mikrilaha. Here Taisus wants to say, it's like a nap called a Getschkedo. The shari mechuba who mishum the goli rachmone ba'iv de mizolus. So Tosfos says we see the Torah split the hair that even though it doesn't become an avodah zarah, but the oivid is chayiv. The mishum the goli rachmone ba'iv de mizolus. The mischayiv. The pasuk says if a person is oivid the mizolus the shemesh v'rechem the kechovim, so the din is chayiv mise. Va'af al pi shemuchuborim begalgal horokia. Now here Tosfos says that the mazolis, the chamo and the kechovim, and are all mechubo to the galgal horokia. So Tosfos is chilek on Rashi. Rashi seems to hold that they're tolosh, they're not mechubo, and that's why there's a din takruvis by them. Tosfos wants to say that the hemadin mechubar, shemechubarim begalgal orakia. Agavuche, I just would like to. I don't understand one thing. The Gemara says in Pesachim that tzadik daled amid beis is a machloikis the chachme Yisrael and chachme umes ha'olam how the planets turn. The Chachmei Umasoilam say, Mazolos Kevuim, the Galgal Chayzer, the Galgal is Chayzer, the Mazolos are Kevuim, the Galgal. And Chachmei Yisrael say, Galgal Kevua, Mazolos Chayzer. So the Mazolos are go around in the galgal. The galgal doesn't move. The mazolis move. So I don't know. Here Tosfos says that the mazolis are mechuba to the galgal or rikia. I don't know. Maybe a film they move. They're still called mechuba to the galgal. For hodiktoni osabekitzel so Tosfos hold that that we have that the Shemesh and the Rechen Kachoma also Mechuba. Vafal Pi Kein, one who worships them is Chayiv Misa. Vafal Pi Shemechuborim Begalgal Akiya. Vodik Tani Hochel Hashem Chamel Abone Tavi Zivchei Meisim. Now we have a klal that Zivchei Meisim, that it's called, it's not called Takrubis Abay Dizore, it's Mechuba. Hainu Legedayu Shehem Plushim. The Dawud, it says in the Baraisa that if a person worships the Chamo and the Labone and the Kechobim, it does not mean he worshipped them. They're Mechuba. So it wouldn't become... They are Mechuba and they would not become Takruvis Avodizor. So that what the Baraisa says, it does become Takruvis, is speaking about that he worshipped the Sarim of the Chama. Shehem Hainu Legadayu. Shehem Tlushim. Bamalochim Amanhigim Oysom. Kedemrine Bemedrish. Yud Beis Malochim Manhigim Asachama. There are 12 others, say. 8 Malochim which are Manhig the Chama. Umiyu Bekuntres like Pirish Kain. Rashi doesn't say like that. The Muki Haikrode Verisas Hashemesh Betlushim, that they themselves have a din of Tlushim. In my Sirai Minet, Afogav the Balechaim, Loi Mitzri, Mishum Abedis Kechobim, Mikomokim, Mikri Elohai, Vasiri, Takruvis, Ditu. The Takruvis is us.